weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Labour leadership hopeful Yvette Cooper has been in Cambridge today on the latest leg of her campaign trail. She's been meeting staff at Microsoft's Cambridge Research Laboratory on Station Road. Earlier on, I spoke to her and Cambridge MP Daniel Zeichner. Yvette, what does what you've seen here in Cambridge at Microsoft today, is that reflected at all in the kind of vision that you have for Britain?
It really does, because I want us to have fantastic new jobs for the future. Too many of our young people have only got, you know, jobs, low-paid jobs to apply for. I want far more high-tech jobs. I want us to double our investment in science so that we get more good jobs, not just in Cambridge, but right across the country.
It kind of takes you back to that famous Wilson speech in the mid-60s, before I was born, I'm pleased to report, and you too, I think. The white heat of technology. Do you think we're potentially on another of those white heat moments which Britain has to grasp?
I think that's exactly what Labour should be. That's what I want us to be, because, you know, white heat of technology, the white flashing lights of the digital age, that's what we're now talking about. We should be leading the digital revolution just as we did the industrial revolution. But I don't think the Tories will ever do that, because in the end, they don't really believe in that partnership between the government and business and supporting the economy. But Labour does, and that's what I want us to be doing.
You say Labour does. You've got a pretty tough time of it during the election for Labour's support, a lack of it for business. Do you think there's some bridges that need repairing here?
Yes, I do. And I think we've got to reset our relationship with business. Look, you've got to have high standards. So we've got to tackle exploitation and injustice. But we've also got to work with business on the fantastic new jobs that we want for the future if we're really to tackle the inequalities that still haunt Britain.
And thinking back to Wilson, it makes me wonder if, as you look back at the people who've led the Labour Party over its history, I wonder if there's one, maybe more than one, who you identify with.
Well, I think there's been lots of people just involved in building the Labour Party over many years. I worked for John Smith for a few years, and I think his sense of his passion for tackling poverty and for tackling injustice and doing so in a way that was about building a solid economy to do that, I think was really important.
Has the campaign turned out as you'd imagined it to?
Well, look, it's great. We've got loads of people joining the Labour Party, being part of that. We've had a really good meeting here in Cambridge today. It was a sort of packed meeting, talking about all kinds of issues.
You say it's packed. You weren't disappointed that you didn't have to be called off on health and safety grounds like other candidates have experienced here in Cambridge?
No, we had a really good meeting. So it was a lunchtime meeting, but was still packed. So it was really good. We've got, I think, lots of energy in the party. I suppose my kind of concern is to make sure that we channel that energy towards not just changing our party and looking inwards at ourselves, but changing the country. That's why we've got to be strong enough to win and credible enough to win the general election.
Because whatever happens after the votes are counted and you or one of the other candidates are declared as the leader of the Labour Party, there's going to have to be a lot of repair work and phone calls and coffees, which everybody's going to have to go through.
Well, you're right, we've got to pull our party together. And I don't want to see our party divided, because I think there's so much important thing that we, the Labour Party, have to do to stand up for people across the country who are having a really hard time under the Tory government. But if we're just shouting from the sidelines, then we're not going to be able to stand up for people at all. I feel like we let people down because we lost the 2015 election. We cannot lose the 2020 election or we'll let too many more people down.
And finally, I think all of the candidates have come out today and said, nope, there's not going to be any legal challenge. That's clearly the right thing to do from your perspective.
Oh, this has got to be about making this election work, not trying to pull it apart, because people have got their ballots right now and I want people to be voting, supporting. I am hoping people will vote for me, for their first preference for me, because I think I'm the right person to be able to have both those radical ideas that are true to Labour's values and also be credible enough to win. But I think that's what we should be concentrating on winning votes, not on the process. The process is a matter for the Labour Party, not for the candidates.
Yvette, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And Daniel, you supported Yvette very early on. I remember having a conversation with you. From your perspective, the campaign's gone as you feel it should have done?
I supported Yvette right from the outset because I've known Yvette for a decade and I've seen her in action. And campaigns unfold, you never know what's going to happen. There are people predicting the outcome, but I don't think they really know what's going on. So I think we should wait and see what happens on September the 12th, but I'm very optimistic and hopeful.
And we're here at Microsoft today. It's a wonderful facility and the work that they're doing here in Cambridge. And I say put the city on the map, but we know it's on the map already.
It is. And when you come here and talk to the people who are working here, they are absolutely at the leading edge. And the key question for me and for Yvette is how we use this kind of knowledge and expertise to widen it out, create more jobs for the future, and make sure that companies like Microsoft want to come here in future. But it's a fantastic place.
As Cambridge MP Daniel Zeichner, he was accompanying Yvette Cooper, the Labour leadership hopeful, who's been in Cambridge today. She was, as you heard there, at the Microsoft Research Facility, which is on Station Road, number 21, I think, from memory. And also across the way, the Labour Party Cambridge headquarters are just on Norfolk Street, Alex Wood Hall. I'm sure you're familiar with the building. She met with Labour Party supporters from the area there at lunchtime. I think you probably heard that little clip with Matt a little earlier on this afternoon. Right, a little bit early, but let's go with the travel.
Cambridge 105 Travel.
Which comes up at 21 minutes away from 5 o'clock. Starting off with Needingworth Road in St Ives. We've got a roadblock there due to a fallen tree between Needingworth Road, that's the A1123, and the Quadrant Meadow Lane. Histon Road, that's also blocked in Cambridge, going southbound, so heading towards the city. There's a broken down vehicle at the junction of Gilbert Road and Warwick Road. I think I know where that one is. Slow traffic too on the Lensfield Road, both directions between Hills Road, Regent Street, in the roadworks area where Anglian Water are digging up the road in search of fat, so they don't find it too suddenly. Cambridge Road, the A10 going north, we've got slow traffic there at the Will Burton Road. And back in the city, Newmarket Road out of town from the East Road is slow at the moment, as is the section coming in. That's by Coldhams Lane and the Retail Park. Trumpington Road going south between Lensfield Road and the High Street. That one is slow. And we've got heavy traffic too at Northampton Street. This is Chesterton Lane between Mattingley Road and Milton Road at Mitcham's Corner. Cross of the trains, no problems at Cambridge Station this afternoon. Nothing to tell you about either in the skies. Cambridge 105 Travel. Your next update is at just before 6 o'clock. But don't forget, if you find something on your travels and you'd like to let us know about it, and it's safe and legal to do so, give us a call, Cambridge 967 at 105.
Cambridge 105 Travel. Cambridge 105.
East Anglia's biggest unsigned music festival is coming this weekend, and Cambridge 105 will be there. Across Saturday and Sunday, we'll be broadcasting live backstage at Homegrown Music Festival, bringing performances direct from the stage from artists including headliners Big Ten and The Downsetters, alongside Cambridge 105 favourites Polar Collective, The Staycations, The Abstracts, Gold Star vs Grace Sarah, and many more. There'll also be live interviews and acoustic sets too. Join us this bank holiday weekend for Homegrown Music Festival on Community Radio in your city, Cambridge 105.
If you own a business, you need a broker that can provide simple, easy package insurance. If you're a local tradesman, you need a broker that can cover your all liability risks. If you are a landlord, you need a broker that provides you with comprehensive landlord cover, including rent guarantee insurance. If you need a competitive insurance quote, you need CoverSure Insurance Services. Call CoverSure on 0800 308 1129 or search online for CoverSure Cambridge. CoverSure Insurance Services.